Expect unexpected at DeBortley Wine's Golden Rose Day this Saturday at Rosehill Gardens. With $1 million on the line in the Group 1 race of the day, it's set to get lively trackside with sensational racing, hospitality, fashion and entertainment. Book now and save at theraces.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio can be taken anywhere, anytime. Crystal clear. Sky Sports Radio is available through the Tab app plus the Radio Industries radio app. Whether you're at home, work, the races or travelling, make sure Sky Sports Radio is a part of your racing day.
Warrawee Needy retired the fastest horse on the planet. A brilliant horse with blistering speed. Has left the gate in 25 twos. A time rarely heard of. Visit yerribee.com.au.
Every morning, Racing HQ brings you the best form analysts throughout New South Wales as we preview the day's major race meeting. Plus, the latest tab fixed odds markets. Racing HQ, your perfect race day start from 10 a.m. on Sky Sports Radio.
On the line is Stuart, who found love earlier than expected.
That's right. Yeah, it was just after the third leg of the quaddie.
Go on.
Well, I was 3 from 3 and even had a roughie in there, but the last leg had me nervous, the quaddie killer. So I went for Tab's quaddie cash out and still came out in front.
That'll settle the nerves. If you love an early collect, cash out of your quaddie with Tab's quaddie cash out.
Tab, we love a bet.
Terms and conditions at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And good morning, everyone. It is 10:05 with Sean Cosgrove. We're going to take a look at Goulburn today. And a big day of racing there. Robin Fyfe, the CEO, joined for now. Morning, Robin.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm well. Are you waking up to temperatures in the positive or still in the negative?
No, we are warming up now. We did have a cold start. I believe it was -6, but that was before I woke up. But it's programmed to be about 20 degrees, so a beautiful spring day coming our way.
You'd be sitting there with a fire and a rubbish bin, wouldn't you?
No, it's not as bad as it sounds.
Oh, no, it's wonderful. Beautiful day ahead. How have you rated the track?
The track is rated a good 4. We had some lovely, well-timed rain on Thursday. We had about 6 mil, which couldn't have been more perfectly timed. And we've obviously put some irrigation on, so it's looking beautiful. And perfect good 4.
All right, and the rail today, where's that, Robin?
The rail is through today.
All right, through all the way and a good 4, and just it'll be a beautiful clear day, is it, after the cool morning?
There you go, that's it. It's the day.
I'm just thinking, -6 degrees, you'd be like one of those Sara Lee cakes, layer up and layer up and layer, with the clothing, wouldn't you?
No, it's all good. We're used to it here. We're tough.
Oh, you're tough, aren't you?
We are.
All right. Good on you, Robin. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. You too.
Robin Fyfe, the CEO at Goulburn. -6. Yeah, it's only mild this morning, but it'll be a beautiful day. A good 4, and the rail is in the true position. And John Scorse joins me now. Morning, Frosty. How are you?
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Look, it's hopefully going to be a nice day there. We've had some really cool mornings, as you heard from Robin there, but nice clear days, and we get a nice little covered spot out of the wind there at the Goulburn. So, mate, only 7 races. Gee, there's been a lot of races really thinning these fields out, haven't they?
Hell of a lot.
Yeah, so anyway, mate, nonetheless, there's 7 winners there, and hopefully we can find a couple of them.
Well, right now, the first, we pull out number 3, Goldilocks. 6 Highway 66, 3 even, along with 7 Lady I Am. 4 My Blue Jeans at 480, 5 Prime Candidates, 550. 8 Palazzo Cristallo is 650. 1 Archai is 13, and number 2, Fairy Beast, 26.
Yeah, keen to have a look at these, Sean. There's not a bit of a wishy-washy race to look at. I went 5, 8, 7, and 6 because this has got no convictions at all. Prime Candidate, one of Bjorn Baker's, Jason Collard in the saddle today. It's had a couple of trials. It didn't do much at first heat and went very fast time. I thought the last one wasn't too bad. So, look, gate 3, as I mentioned, we'll know a bit more about this closer to the race because, some of them are either out of form, lightly raced. Look, I thought this might be the I put myself in good hands with Collett and Baker, and I'll go prime candidate. I thought of the race, Palazzo Cristallo, and it's had the two trials off a long break now with Richard Friedman's got it. He's really got his team going well. So Sean Dimer ride this. It was okay after doing a fair bit of work in a pretty strong race up there at Hawkesby. So fitter for that run, I'm more than ready, mare. I'm happy enough to have it in there somewhere. Lady I Am, I've watched this go around at Taree. It was the beaten favourite then. I don't know what to make of it. It caved in pretty quickly. It's had 29 days off, and it's quite speedy, and Highway 66 could be the query. Danny Williams on his home track. Its only trial was only fair, but it wasn't asked to do a whole lot. Expected to improve. So, look, not much to go on here, Sean. 5.876 for now, mate, but that may well change.
All right. Now, the second to Class 2, Six Biscuit comes out. Now, here, one A Touch of Luck, 3.30. Three Smart As is favourite at 2.80. One A Touch of Luck, 3.30. Two Waltzing Willie is $5. Four Fun Tickets, $5. Number 5, Ephenician, is $5.50. Nearly everything given a chance here.
Yeah, you don't know what you're going to get with a field of five, do you? I made a 4.132. I went Fun Tickets. I now sit back off them, which is fraught with danger because it could end up a walk, shot and a jog. But I really think that the distance will certainly suit him the way he's gone in last couple. He's always given that indication, Sean. Like he's only a class one horse. But look, in a small field, I'll go with him to get over the top of these late in the piece. But Touch of Luck, gee, he certainly got a fair bit of go his way last time at Goulburn. A beautiful ride by Peter Wells when he was second up there here beyond beating Honour the One. And it won with a fair bit of authority as well, Sean. So, look, gets up to the 1,500 metres. I don't really think that'll worry it too much, and it seems like it's a pretty good weight carrier as well. So I just thought maybe a little bit of pulling the weight might just swing it to Fun Tickets. I'll go Fun Tickets to beat A Touch of Luck. Smart As is our favourite here. She was okay first up, I guess. It's the Beaumont didn't have much go its way. Open a bit more improvement. The earlier form was very, very strong. Look, then you've got the two here, Waltzing Willie, who'll probably roll forward. He'll make his own luck. He was okay on the Acton last time, sitting up on top of the pace, but he's only got a pretty average win record. But, tactics are going to be everything here. I've left Ephenician out, and you had to dismiss his first up run when he was wide there. He's always been a horse that's probably had more ability than what he showed us. So, look, in a small field of five, he's not without a chance. So there you go. You can make a case for the whole five, Sean. I made it 4.132.
Righto. Now, the third is the Maiden. Put out 7 Lightning Nick, 5 Jingles, 3 Even, 2 More Than Magico, $4. 3 Rocky Ridge at 4.40, 8 Rain Event at 6. We go to 4 Torque at 11. Number 9 Circuit, 13. 6 Joe's Joy, 19. 10 Teteria is 23. 11 Vice Vice Baby, 26. Number 1 Chasing Ivy, 34.
Yeah, it looks a nice race for Jingles for me. 5, 2, 3, and 8 for me here. Jingles was really good this mare on debut behind Al Barty. I thought that run was good. They stepped it up to the mile last time. It was up there on the pace. It probably just didn't quite get the mile. It was bred to, but he brings it back in Chipmark Newnham, so I'm not going to second-guess him. He's going really well with his stable, so I'm going to go with Jingles, and he's in some pretty good form, Kobe Jennings, at the moment, so we're putting ourselves in good company again there. I'll go Jingles on top. Look, I thought More Than Magico. This trialed well before in the blinkers, and then they sent it an hour without the blinkers. Now the blinkers go back on. I think the inside gate, we might see an improved effort from this today with that gear change. It can certainly make use of that inside barrier. So expecting it might improve with the blinkers on today. 3, Rocky Ridge for Jean Dubois. You've got to watch this fellow, Sean. He's just about everything he throws a saddle on can gallop.
Yeah.
And he's been widely travelled this in its trials. It's trialled back in May at Rose Hill. It's trialled in January at Hawkesbury, and then it's trialled in September at the Kemba Grange. And he casts them around. It's a helmet, a gelding, so it's a real query here. And then we got the 8, which is Rain Event. Now, a couple of its runs have been not too bad. Beaumont Tracker got fast there, and they run pretty fast on the last couple of hundred. A couple of runs down this way were okay earlier on, so it might well improve today. But look, I made it 5, 2, 3, and 8 in the third. Sean?
Yeah, Jean Dubois has only got about a dozen in the stable, in his current stable. His last 50 runners, he's had 18 winners.
Yeah, so every time he goes, well, he had that nice staying horse, Green, whatever his name was, Green, won the Albury Cup.
Green Sweet.
Green Sweet, that was it. Yeah, look, he's got a nice team of horses, so we've got to be careful. We'll have a good look at him in the yard.
Yeah, he's not frightened to take him when they can win either. Now, the next 9, Highway 66, 11, Portier, comes out of the fourth. 12, Think Like a Fox, 230. 10, Oscar Award, 360. 4, Love Shack Baby, 7. 1, Appetizing, 750. 2, Delude at 12. Number 5, Professor Marvel, 16, along with 8, Cowboy Hour. 7, Brandy Stinger, 23. 3, I Want at 31. 6, See a Rock at 41. And 13, Zar Moon, 101.
Yeah, you're going to stay with Mark Newnham here. 10, 12, 4 and 8 for me. Look, Sebring Philly, this, they usually get a little bit older, get a bit better, should I say, the older they get. And, look, I thought the run form around a last preparation, well, the first up run was a beauty over 1,200. Then I went back to a 900, Sean, and it got interfered with early on. It got home, and that was a 900, they got home in 32-something or other, so it was never going to fire from back there. And then down the track from a wide gate, its next run, it's had a couple of trials. Again, it's come up with the outside, but it's got 11, gate 11 out of 11, and 1,300 metres down to a field of 11. So who knows, they might just put the foot down. It's had a couple of trials to fit it up. So if it's ready to go, it'll be hard to beat here. Obviously, Think Like a Fox is the real query for Danny Williams. This fellow tried in a pretty handy heat there, Sean, back in May.
Mm.
They went good time that day, acquittal, Cheatham. They went very, very quick. So it's on the back of that trial. You're going to have a look at it. What about the nice one he produced last time? Wicked Damn something, and it went to Sydney, almost won a highway, Sean. So you always got to be careful of Danny's first starters. And this looks like it'll be ready to go. It hasn't trialled recently. Another interesting factor. Four, definitely, Love Shack Baby. Now, this was okay in a race. It was a sit and sprint down there at Nowra. It's only had the two starts. Got the inside barrier today, so it may well improve. And 8 Cowboy Hour for the first four takers only. But look, I think it's between those top two and the tips there, Sean. 10, 12, 4 and 8 in the last leg of the early quaddy and the first leg of the main quaddy, isn't it?
Yep. All right. Now, the fifth, we have a full field here. 4, Mr. Marmalade, 340. 1-0 to 10, 440. 2, Butler, 460. 5, I'm Bulletproof, 650. 6, Miss Bourbon Bar, $8. 7, Spare Ticket, 950. 8, Astana is 14. 3, Grasp at 15. 9, Isidore Twinkle, 26. And 10, All Good, 61.
You made it 4, 2, 6, and 5 here, Sean. Look, if this is good enough for Danny to step this up, Mr. Marmalade, I'm happy enough to go with it. The Duke of Marmalade, so it's bred to get a little bit of ground. Last run was a 1,400, but look, on its home track, it's certainly class-wise, it's got quite a bit on these horses. Just a matter of if it can get the trip. And look, it's got a nice gait, got a good jockey on it. There's a very high weight scale here, Sean, isn't it, in a 54?
Mm.
A lot of these carrying really big weight, except the bottom three, and I doubt they could figure, wouldn't matter what weight they had, but you're basically 57.5 up to 64.5. So, look, I'm happy enough to go with Mr. Marmalade on class alone, and if he just gets the right run in behind him, that might get him home. 2, Butler. Butler is on the improve. He's up in weight, though, as the majority of these are, as I just mentioned. But if they can only win, his last two wins have been strong. He goes up another 300 metres today, but the way he's going, he's certainly on the improve. Normally, he's got him really flying at the moment. And now, I put this in Miss Bourbon Bar. Got a bit of form at the trip. I know they've been in weaker, but wins have been in weaker, but it comes out of a Class 3 last time, a very fast run race, and it was okay there at the end. So after those three runs, it might be able to get into the race at $8. And look, 5, I'm Bulletproof. It was never out of trouble up at Hawkesbury there. Mitchell Bell goes on it today. It got back, pulled off a train, it was in and out. it might improve here as well. But look, more questions than answers about the 2100 today. Made it 4, 2, 6, and 5, Sean.
All right, now race 6, we put out 1, Kravchenko, and number 5, Smartass. Now 6, Hondesimont, $3.30. 2, Peranto, $4.48. Penultimate Star, $5. Number 3, Fireman Sam I Am, $5.50 with 10 Pironi. Then number 9, Alone With You, is 14. 4, Jayco, 15. And 7, Bay Truffle, 23.
Yeah, Sean, I'm going to break all my rules here. Generally, if I make something a good thing and they miss, I don't go again, but I'm going to go again here with Aaron Disman. 6, 2, 3, 8. She was first up there, a most recent run. Now, look, she was really good last preparation, Aaron Disman. And first up there, I took a chance with her about $11, Sean. And then I spoke to Danny Williams pre-race, and he said, I think it'll probably need a run. My heart sunk. But it's got a really nice run through them, and it just went under. Classic Conquest just out-punched her there the last little bit. She just ran out of gas. But she'll improve off the back of that. She's drawn outside these, but good horses like Jayco and perhaps Alone With You might sit up on top of the pace. Even Peranto won't be far away with big weight. So I think it'll be a reasonable speed for small field. And if this just gets back and balances up, I might have a sneak over behind them. You wouldn't know, but we'll leave it to Jason Collett. I think she'll run over them. I made her the best bet of the day, Aaron Disserman. Look, 2, Peranto, he's got the big weight, but he's a good weight carrier. His last two here at Goulburn have both been terrific. He beat Snowbrook, and then he just went under behind Bella Metallica, snuck up on the inside there. And look, he'll be up on top of the speed, making his own luck. And he's been a real tough horse to get going for Amanda Turner, Mauro Poletti, but they seem like they've got him on track now, so he'll be right there somewhere. Look, outside those, Fireman Sam I Am, I don't know too much about this. Tash Burley's now got it, formerly trained by Justin Drake, but Robbie Dolan will take the 3 off. So it's just a nice little pull against a few of these at the weight, and it was okay when it won at Dubbo 3 weeks ago. So it's got to be in there somewhere. And 8, Penultimate Star, didn't have much go its way last time. It's better drawn today, and the earlier runs were okay for Mitch. But I think even luck, she might run over the top of them today, Aaron Disserman. 6, a good thing, 2, 3, and 8, Sean.
And the final event, the 7, 3 is Smiling All, number 5, Penny Shares, and 7, She Knows comes out. 6, Mr. Rika is $2.40. Now 2, and there is more, $3.20. 4, Counterrump, $6.50. 9, Banda Bell at 8. 8, Ballycastle Pegasus, $8.50. And 1, Polino at $9.50.
Yeah, sure. Look, I'm going to stay with Mirastika. I was with her first up, and she was pretty good there. 6.294 Mirastika. Look, she had a really good time there last time when she held off Harvest Dream. I think he's a nice talent, that horse. I think that race was okay. She can only improve here. Second up, she's run a couple of placings in the past on a small field. Jake and Sue himself, and down on the limit weight. So, she carried 56.5, obviously up to a class 3, but she's pretty handily placed here on a home track with the minimum and the good gate. So I'll go her way. Look, and there is more. This will be no pushover. First up, Rumble had a tough run of the highway, and Terry took it up there. Terry Robinson first up. So he wouldn't often do that unless it was going okay. It'll improve off the back of that, and it won its maiden here in really good fashion, and some of the form around it was really strong. So that's your Cornella for sure. Look, outside those, I put Band of Bell in the tip. I don't know what to make of it. Sometimes she can muck up a bit, Sean. She just stood in the gate there and wouldn't go the other day. Those mares, they get a bit funny around this time of the year, but Danny would have sorted her out, and if she behaves herself and behaves, she'd be a chance in the race. And I thought Kenny Rupp, first up for Grazie Vella, wouldn't be that far away. But these top two, they'll do everything right. These top two tips, they'll do everything right and put themselves in the picture. So I made it 6, 2, 9, and 4 in the lucky last, Sean.
All right, what's your best there, John?
Sean, I went with Aaron Disserman at race six, number six. I thought she was a good thing. Look, outside her, some of them are pretty tough races. I think the first leg of the quaddy or race 4, that's probably between the 10 and the 12. But they're interesting little races. Some of them are tricky, the first two. Mate, I think if we can stay afloat, I think we can get them down late in the sixth, and probably the last 6 and 2 will run 1-2 there, mate. So I'll throw a quick quadrilla at you while I've got you.
Yep.
First leg I made at 10 and 12. The second leg I put the whole 4 into the tips here, 4, 2, 6, and 5. The third leg, 6-2, and we'll come home with 6-2 as well, mate. That's $32 for 100% today. And we've had a little bit of luck with the quaddies of recent time.
All right, good on you, John. We look forward to the late mail today from Colvin.
I look forward to bringing it to you from in the sun there, Sean.
All right, good on you, John. John Scorse at Goulburn, 23 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. Cash out of your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly. If you love your harness racing, you can rely on Sky Sports Radio. Tuesdays on the Pace brings you all the latest news, interviews and tips. Listen live at 10:30 Tuesday mornings or download the On the Pace podcast from skysportsradio.com.au.
23 past 10, Danny Williams joins us from Goulburn. I reckon on a morning when it was only minus 6, Danny probably be strutting around his board shorts today. How are you, Danny?
Yeah, unlikely, Sean. I'm a Canamble boy. I feel a cold. I heard what Robin said, but I tell you what, it was bloody cold this morning. I do feel it.
You've got to be honest, haven't you? The first today, you get some interesting runners. You've got a couple of babies having their first start. My Blue Jeans is by a horse called Barbados. He was by Redoute's Choice out of Mirage to Fortune, who was the nearest blue mare ever to sold. And he looked like he was a good horse, but I think he broke a pelvis and then went to stud.
Yeah, look, I'm not sure if he broke his pelvis early in his prep or at the end. I don't really know. I know that Peter had a very big opinion of him, and you wouldn't get a better bred horse than that particular horse. And I bought this horse in Adelaide. Actually, the two horses that I got in this first race, I bought both of them in Adelaide. Now, they're both out of half-sisters, so...
Oh.
I trained a horse called Fox Lake, and these are out of a similar family to him.
So what are they showing you so far? They're both first starters.
Yeah, very, very slow to pick it up. My Blue Jeans is a very immature horse. He's mentally, it's taken a long time. I bought them in Adelaide, I think, nearly a year and a half ago. So it's been a very slow process getting them to the track. Thought he may have shown a little bit more dash in his trial, but you know, he wasn't asked to do a great lot, but he didn't show the speed I expected. We've put blinkers on him today, so from gate one I'm hopeful that he'll jump clearly and put himself there and hopefully give himself every chance.
Bit like equine versions of me, Danny. Bit slow to pick it up.
Yeah, look, I'm not sure if it's a breed, but I think, yeah, just mentally very slow.
Now, the second, Ebonesian, you got Robbie Dolan on, second up from a spell.
Yeah, I thought I'd give him a very good chance the other day. I asked Robbie to go forward, and he sort of jumped out and really, you know, had himself in an awkward position where he was caught very wide and covered a lot of ground. I think the run was perhaps a little bit better than it looked. I did declare with Jason Collett on the horse, but Jason couldn't ride the 54, and the owners were happy enough to put Robbie back on and give him another chance. So hopefully he'll find himself in a nice position, and providing that the 1500's not too quick for him stepping up, he should acquit himself quite well.
All right, another lightly roast one, Vice Baby. You ran a fair trial on a heavy 10 and then you tipped it out and had a run the other day.
Yeah, look, I was a bit disappointed with the run. She's been working well, and I'm sure that once she steps up beyond a mile, she should start and do something. But I'm hopeful of a nice run today. I would expect to see her have another run before she sort of is mentally switched on enough. She's been a nervous sort of a horse. And, yeah, look, I would have expected a better run from the other day.
All right, you get another couple of lightly race ones first starters in the fourth there with Think Like a Fox and Delude. Delude's on paper doesn't look as though it's done much, but it hasn't been beaten all that far on the trials.
No, very immature horse. He's a horse that I think stepping up to a mile and a quarter will be very suited, but at this point of time, I think the 13 might be a little bit sharp for him, but it's always good to run your horses at home and hopefully he'll be getting the line strong and be sort of competitive, but not expecting a great lot from him today.
Think Like a Fox, different ball game?
Very good trial. trial form in that heat that particular day. It was exceptionally fast trial. I've got a huge opinion of the horse that won it, and I think the horse that ran second has come out and won a race or two since, and I was very upbeat with the way that she found the line. She finds a very nice race today. The only concern that I do have is that she's not quite three yet, and it's a first try at 13. I think if it was 12, I'd be, you know, quite confident.
All right, Mr. Marmalade in the fifth, just a lovely, honest horse, isn't he?
Look, he works like a Saturday horse.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've just had so much expectations of him at home. He's just such a beautiful horse to work and runs very good time. I guess you've got to say that he's been a little bit disappointing. We're stepping him up to 2,100. It looks an easy enough race for him, as providing that he can get the trip. That's going to be the question. I've no doubt that, you know, 18,000 would be ideal, but looking at available races, this come along and just looked a nice race on his home track. And his previous two runs prior to his last start, both jockeys have felt that he'd been looking for further.
Mm-hmm.
And Lex, the owner, wanted to run him at 14 the other day, and they ran their first 845.6.
Truth.
Their first 800, and it was set up for back markers, and on face value, I think the run was better than it appeared.
Mm-hmm.
There was no way that they just could have kept going that particular day, and look, he looked the winner at the 300, and this is a big step back in class.
Right, Aaron Desimond won, then had a little let-up and a good second after the little break the other day.
Aaron Desimond, yeah, look, I was not overly confident with her the other day. I felt that she'd needed the run. She's a very gross filly, and I thought the run was very good. And she, this looks a very nice race today for her. She's perhaps my best chance, and I think that she finds herself in a bit of a tricky barrier, but I'm sure that Jason Collett can offset that, and hopefully there's a bit of speed on.
All right, and Bandit Bell, what do you expect from Bandit Bell on the last?
Well, I'm not sure what to expect. Sometimes, you know, she's been putting on a bit of a different scenario. Every time we go around, there's something that she finds wrong, but she's working well. I gave her a really good chance the other day, but she just came out with her head in the air, and you know, it was very awkward for Blake, and Kathy's ridden her a couple of times and seems to get along well with her, so hopefully if she jumps, I'm hoping that she'll be competitive.
All right. Aaron Disson, want your best today, do you think, Danny?
Yes, I think so.
All right, terrific. Appreciate your help. Good luck today, too.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Danny. Bye. Danny Williams there, 10:30, Sky Sports Radio. Let's update news and sport with Leanne.
Thanks, Cozzy. Australian golfer Mark Leishman has scored the biggest win of his career at the BMW Championship in Chicago. He's powered home with three late birdies to beat Justin Rose by five shots. The Australian cricket team has lost the opening match of its one-day series against India by 21 runs. The tourists were set 164 to win off 21 overs following a long rain delay. The Sydney Roosters are confident that winger Daniel Tupou will be right to play in Saturday night's NRL preliminary final against North Queensland. Meantime, Darius Boyd is set to return from injury for Brisbane's grand final qualifier against Melbourne on Friday night. Greater Western Sydney veteran Steve Johnson says his dodgy knees should be right for the AFL preliminary final against Richmond at the MCG this weekend. Australia has lost the Davis Cup semi-final to Belgium.